broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Yeah, Bob and Harold are running just a little late this evening. I think Harold's got a car customer, and Bob's doing a little work at the mill. So we're just going to take a real quick break here, and they should be in the studio in just a minute or two. So we'll just take our first break now and hear from Cooper Farms and a couple other announcements here of local interest. So we'll be back right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast is coming up this Sunday, March 24th, from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more, and your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $7 for adults, $4 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head out to the Legion this Sunday for some great food. It's the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 a.m. to 12:30. Bring us in. We're back here. Sports Talk. Mr. Harold Feely here with us tonight.
Hello, Mick Spence.
How we doing?
Not too bad, bud.
All right. So, let's see. I just now saw your text that Toby's going to...
Yeah, Toby's going to stop up.
Stop in and talk about our March Madness thing. Yep. That'll be at around 9 o'clock, and Coach Kalp will be in about 8:30. So, it's got a lot of things going on right now. We have to kind of wait till everybody gets around here.
The big show.
Yep. So,
big show.
So, baseball bowling thing this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
You got two shifts?
I have two shifts, and right now I've got about six teams on the first shift at 4, mm-hmm. but I've only got one team on the second shift.
So oh.
I'm needing some help on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody out there that wants to bowl, I think it's $25
yes.
a person.
Yep, 25
gets
a person.
You your shoes, three games.
Each team
drinks,
gets a pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, there's yeah. yeah.
So pretty good deal. And,
yeah, and you're helping out the bowling or the baseball team and
yeah.
and have a lot of fun. And you're going to be doing the all kinds of different raffles, but you're going to be raffling off a wild ticket. Is that right?
I am.
So you got $5 pull tabs.
I've got $5. Actually, we're just writing on lines and we're going to mm-hmm. draw out a number. And right now I got about 60 of the 100 spots sold.
Awesome.
So I'm looking to get another 40. And if we have it sold out before we go out there, that's great. If we don't, we'll sell them when we're out there too. So
yeah, there'll be a lot of people that'll buy them out there. So
yeah, you got a shot. I mean, you got a shot at
yeah.
getting a wild ticket for $5. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's worth it. Worth
even,
a shot.
Even if you already have one.
Never hurts to have two.
Yeah, because the wild ticket gets you into this big party for one thing.
Yep.
But
you also have the chance at the $240,000 worth of prizes.
Worth of prizes.
And they're giving away golf carts. They're giving away
stuff. Yeah.
It's phenomenal. You know, four wheelers.
Yeah.
Guns. A lot of guns. Hot tub. There's just all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's crazy what's on there. But
yes, it is.
And we would tell you, you need to go buy a ticket, but they're sold out.
They are sold out.
We have that one that you can get.
Yep.
And there will probably be one. They're not sure exactly how they're going to do it. We have one here at Fort Recovery Radio that we were going to do because they were the original plan was to do their early bird drawing here on Sports Talk.
Yes.
But now they've decided to have a big party at Brick Street Tavern, which is a really good idea. You know, having it here on Sports Talk would have been great.
Sure.
But having a big party where everybody can be there is a lot better deal.
And I'm not sure if they're going to sell chances on that too, Neil, or if that's a...
We're
talking about auctioning it at one time.
Yeah. So we're still talking about exactly what we're going to do, but there is one more ticket available.
Yep.
And it hasn't been decided 100% how that's going to get gone, but they're thinking right now that they might do pull tab type thing at the party on, I think that's April 6th, I believe is the night for that. Yeah. So 2 weeks from now. And that's going to be so Harold has a chance at a ticket if you want to spend $5.
Yeah.
Get down to Hastings.
I'm down at the garage and I got to sign up right there.
And, and if they don't get them all sold, they'll sell them at the bowling thing on this Saturday.
Yep, Saturday night.
And then if you miss out on that one, you can. There will be one almost for sure available that night at the...
That is what night?
That's a Saturday, April 6th.
April 6th, okay.
At Brick Street Tavern.
That's what I'm
sure. And whether they're going to auction it off or do pull tabs or maybe do something else, probably not at a later date, probably then.
Yeah.
That way, your name will be in the early bird drawing.
One way or another, you're going to get a shot at a ticket that night.
Yes, yeah. And plus the one that you have. So I think that's just going to be a really good thing.
Yeah.
The early bird drawings, there's 10 guns going to be given away. They're selling, if you don't have one of the $100 tickets and just want to go to the event, they're selling general admission tickets that night. And for, I think it's a 3-hour period from 7 to 10 or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but you can, if you buy one general admission ticket, which is $15.
Yeah.
And that's for both nights. You can get a second one for $5. So you're really paying $10 a piece. So basically,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Give basically 30-40% off.
I think it's going to be a great party.
Yeah. It's going to be something.
I mean, I think it's going to be something else.
I would say
Ambassador could be packed. Yeah, out
if Ambassador parks underwater, it's just going to all be everybody in canoes.
Yep.
So it's just being crazy.
See if we want anything.
Kayaks and canoes.
Could be a classic.
I don't see how this won't be one of the craziest things you've ever seen.
It could be great.
I just think it's going to be a great deal.
Neil, you said we're going to draw 10 guns.
Yeah.
Early bird special or whatever that deal. Yep. So. Mm-hmm. So, and if you're holding your tickets for some reason and haven't turned them in yet, make sure you get them turned in.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So there are a lot of people looking for them. So if you have an extra one that you haven't put your name on yet and haven't turned in, get it to those guys so they can get in on their Facebook page and get it sold so those people have a chance at the early bird tickets.
Yep, absolutely.
So we want to make sure everybody, every ticket is in that early bird drawing.
Right, which is April 6th.
April 6th at Brick Street Tavern.
Yep.
They have a DJ. They got all kinds of things going on. It's just going to be a big bash and might get ugly, but it'll be fun.
I agree.
Kind of a preview of the craziness that's going to go on in August. So. Yep. I think that's just going to be a great, great deal.
We got Toby coming in at 9:00. We're going to hopefully talk about the bracketology. Hopefully everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
We kind of all shared it out a little bit. I think you want to get in there and sign up. Toby's going to show us how to do it.
Yep.
If we ain't smart enough, which I'm not very smart.
Yeah, but it's not hard to do. But if you have to be sort of functional.
Yeah. And I think last year we gave away quite a few prizes.
Yeah. I don't know what Bubba has lined up, but usually we give away a $50 merchant gift certificate.
Yes.
And there's several other things that he gets from local businesses.
I've been thinking about maybe giving a wash and wax.
Ooh.
At Hastings, I think it's about an $85 deal. Yeah, so that might be something fun to do too.
Yeah, that might be even better than doing that might even be first prize instead of the merchant gift certificate. But, you know, there'll be good stuff. And Bubba usually has.
He's got everything down.
He gets things all lined up with several local businesses.
And it's not you have to be smart and figure this thing out or anything, because anybody can win. And usually we draw out, I think that night we ended up drawing out like names, whoever was in it. Even if you didn't win, you still got a shot at winning pizzas and some other stuff. And, and it's always a good time. It's fun. It's kind of fun to watch and see who's ahead. Well,
I think the first year we did it, Toby's wife won.
I believe she did.
And I don't think she watches a lot of college basketball. She just...
she could be studying. You never know.
Well, she could be. She is smart, I can tell you that.
And I think Eric at work camp, she might have won.
I believe she did too. I know she was in it. She was one of the contenders at
top
the end.
Couple, yeah.
And, those aren't people that come to mind of huge college basketball fans that know all the teams.
And
I love it. I just think
it's awesome.
Great when those girls went.
Last year, I talked my wife into doing it. She goes, I know nothing. I said, I don't care. Just pick something.
Yeah.
And after the first weekend, so we were down in Sweet 16, she was leading. So that tells you how smart you got to be to do this.
Yep. She didn't care. I don't know anything.
Nope. Yep. She had no idea. I said, pick what color you like better. I don't care.
And especially with those, you know, the 8-9s, the 14 threes, you know, there are a lot of upsets, not very many 116 upsets. I think there's been one ever.
There's one last year.
And, but, you know, like Loyola, weren't they in the first four at Dayton?
Yes.
And ended up, you know.
In the final four.
In the final four. So, you know, that's a team.
Neat stuff happens.
I would be very surprised if anybody picked them final four. But I did talk to somebody that had them winning. Oh, Ralph Franley. I don't think he was in ours. He had them winning three games. Hmm. And he said, maybe four. He said, I don't think that I had them in the final four. I know I had them in the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
And,
you would have done that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. That's not logical at all.
What's unbelievable, too, is when you watch that ESPN does their brackets, which there's millions that they get in it.
Yeah.
But there's always somebody that's just about down in the final four that hasn't missed one.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's insane. How can that possibly happen?
Yeah.
Although last year, I don't think that happened because of 16-1. So I'm sure that didn't happen last year.
Well, but you know, the thing is with when you're doing those things, when you've got millions of people, you know, somebody that just gets in it for fun and picks colors or picks
flips a coin
alphabetical order or something, you know, whatever.
They win.
Yeah, it can be that way, and you just you don't know what's going on. Hey, we got a special guest tonight, Randy Diller. What's up, Randy?
RD's probably got some high school brackets if I was betting.
Oh.
Yes, sir? I was going to talk about them tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You want to sit down and chit-chat with us a minute, Randy, or you just got to stop for a second? Have a seat, sit down, talk about it, see if anybody wants to do that.
About the old? Yeah, that's exactly
right. This is the high school boys
state championship.
Yeah, state championship games, and you pick them. And how many years you been doing this, Randy?
You had been doing this a long time.
I'd say 35 years.
Wow.
35.
Wow.
And I don't know
about that. First year I went was in 79, and I didn't stay. We came back, but started in 1980. We've stayed down there.
Stayed down there? You always go down, brother?
I missed one year.
Oh, man.
1985. Guess what I was doing?
1985.
Well, you were already married. Grandkids?
Moving to Mercer County.
Oh.
Moving here.
Oh.
That's a big day.
85. I was thinking you're here before the early. I was thinking you're here in the early 80s. Awesome.
34 years is, right now.
That's great. Right?
That's tremendous. Yeah. Tremendous. So you got any favorites? You got any?
Well, there's inside some that scoop? You would think would be locks. I mean, Cincinnati Moeller won last year and they haven't been beat this year.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a pretty good one.
That's the only undefeated team down there, isn't it, I believe?
Yeah, I believe so. Because the other team got beat. There's a couple one-loss teams.
Yeah, there's several of those. I see Crestview, Berlin Highland, Columbus South. I was thinking there's another one, but I don't see it here. So I was thinking there's four, but maybe I was counting the undefeated team. But, yeah, that's some pretty good stuff. But I've seen one loss and no loss teams go down there and get beat by 20. You just don't know.
Never know.
How that's all going to go. If somebody gets hot, I don't know how you beat them.
Yeah, you can see their record, but that doesn't know much of the story.
Never means anything.
And you look at the teams like Berlin Highland's a perfect example this year because they have won every game by at least 12 points.
Wow.
Beat everybody
they
easy.
They haven't been challenged per se.
Yeah.
But who did they have to beat?
Exactly.
That's the question.
It's usually that area is not real strong.
It's usually Berlin Highland and then a big drop-off.
Yeah, they're strong.
But they're playing St. Henry.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. St. Henry will certainly bring more muscle and aggressiveness than what they're used to.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, at the same point, though, that's the thing about those teams, especially from the southeast side of the state, because you just don't know. But, I can remember the Berlin Highland teams from 2011 and 12 when they won state both years. They were good.
Very good.
They were flat out good.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they can have good teams.
Yeah.
They have teams that just haven't been tested. And
yeah.
Actually, I think
they usually have great outside shooting, if I remember right. Yeah.
I'm thinking the kid that went to Finley and played with Greg was a Berlin Highland boy.
Yeah,
I can't think what his name was. He's a stud.
Yeah, pretty good.
He was a good player for him.
They usually have one big kid that's, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but he always looks like he's awkward.
Yeah.
But he's a great player, but he runs in front of any. And he's but he's a great player. I mean, that's
runs like he has concrete blocks on his shoes. But
we always thought maybe they were Amish, but
well, people say they are, and I don't know that.
They got wooden tennis shoes.
The names are
Miller.
Amish, German Baptist, Dunkard. definitely that. First and last names seem to be, but. And I hear a lot of people that say they definitely are, but that must be a different sect because I know that's not the ones around here don't even do high school. They just go through eighth grade and go off and just be great carpenters or farmers or whatever they are and good citizens. And so I don't know. And around here, they aren't allowed to have covered buggies. And in Eastern Ohio, they have covered buggies.
All right.
So everybody has different rules. So maybe they are Amish. But anyway, that's...
So, RD, you've been doing this thing for 35 years. Have you ever won it?
I've won it once.
You did win it.
I did win it once.
Did you have to pad the stats to make it work?
No. I always fill mine out in front of somebody early in the week. Like last night, I filled it out when I was bowling. Those guys watched me fill it out. So everybody knows that's my sheet, and they've seen it.
Yep, that's a good way to do it. Now, I know a few years ago, I was still doing this maybe 20 years ago. There's maybe 30, 40 people in it. How many people did you have in it last year?
Last year, we had, I think, 100 and...
You get an unbelievable amount.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, so, Donnie Werkamp actually won last year.
Donnie did?
And he got them all right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a thing. And last year we had 108.
Yeah, he...
Been up as high as about 118, I think.
Yeah, he was telling me, I'm pretty sure it was Donnie was telling me, somebody that won the last couple of years, he said, I've filled it out, got them all right. I think he's telling us at the fish fry.
Yeah.
And he said... You know, I figured I'd get 40, 50 bucks and get, what's that, 500 or something crazy. Two or 300, whatever it was.
324 bucks.
Yep.
First place.
Tremendous win.
That was a lot more than he was figuring.
I had the money for him and I let him know that he won. And so, he's thinking 40, 50 bucks. He's making a special trip into town for it.
Yeah.
He figures he'll see me. So I'm going around this corner right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming I'm coming north on Wayne Street, and he's sitting at the stop sign waiting to turn right in a semi. And I see who it is, and I just, there's nobody coming, so I just stop right in the middle of the intersection, get out, hand him the envelope.
There's your $300.
Hey, I didn't tell him how much was in it. I said, there you go. He said, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. He sees me about 2 days later and says, holy smokes. He says, I didn't expect that. He filled that out in the tent down there beside the baseball field last year, just standing there.
Just standing there doing it?
Yeah, and it was right before the first game started.
I've done that a couple times.
Right before the first game started, and he got every single one of them right. So.
Ain't that so?
Well, he watches a lot of basketball, but it's mostly Fort Recovery, but he kind of keeps track of everybody else, too. So it's, I guess that's not surprising, but...
we've had people used all kinds of different combinations to figure it out. Somebody went by mascots, you know.
Why wouldn't you? If you don't know anything about some of those.
Phil Schumann, back in the day, he filled out two of them. He always filled out two. The one he filled out the way he thought it would go.
Yep.
And then the other one, like 1 year, he took the worst record.
Oh, yeah.
The worst record got third.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's just how it is sometimes.
That's exactly right.
And that probably won him 50 or 100 bucks. Yeah, so,
I paid him okay.
Yeah. So now, let's see. That starts tomorrow. So I guess if people are trying to get in, they're going to have to chase you down in the morning, right?
Yeah, they can text it to me.
Okay.
Take a picture of it and text it to
me. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yep.
As long as I got it before the game starts.
So there's a... The winners of each game, and then the championship games and all that. So if you miss one of the first games, you're starting to get out of it.
But the winners of the first round games, you get 2 points for every game you get right.
Okay.
For the finals, you get 3 points for
every points.
Okay. And then there's a tiebreaker for the Division IV championship for total points.
It's come into play a number of times.
Yeah.
First and second and third.
Yeah. So if you think it's going to be 50 to 50 or whatever, you put down 100 points for that. Of course, it won't be 50 to 50 or still keep playing.
Somebody's going to come play.
It'd be 51-49. But if you think,
I remember right, that happened last year because Marion won in double overtime.
Yep.
That is right.
Yep.
So it ended up like 103 or 104 points, but had it not went into double overtime, it would have been like 88 or something.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, so somebody was not happy. It went into overtime.
Yep. So looks like some of the names that we hear a lot, Purcell Marion, Canal Winchester Harvest Prep, Cleveland Heights Lutheran East, I think I've heard of them several times, Cardinal Stritch out of up near Toledo, Thornville Sheridan, I'm not real familiar with them, or Columbus South. Akron Bucktel, heard of them. Everybody's heard of Trotwood Madison. Berlin Highland playing St. Henry. Richmond Heights and Crestview, Convoy Crestview. Richmond Heights, I'm not real familiar with. Lakewood, St. Edward.
St. Ed's.
Yep, that's there a lot. Moeller, of course.
Football schools playing there. Yep. St. Ed's and Moeller.
Yeah.
Yep. And Olentangy Liberty, I think I've heard of them. Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's, they've had a couple of players that people have heard of, I think.
Yeah,
so,
one of them. They've actually, this is the first year they've been up to Division One. They moved up to Division One this year.
Oh.
Yep. I'm sure that the competitive balance criteria is caught up with them.
But, yeah. Yes. So they were Division Two when LeBron was playing?
LeBron? Yeah, they actually played teams like OG mm-hmm. and regionals that 1 year.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, so they played those size schools in the past.
Wow.
Really?
That, yeah.
Now OG's almost in our division.
Yeah.
That's the way it's went.
Yep. So, if people are interested in that, try to catch Randy Diller and, that he has to have that
by noon tomorrow.
Yeah, by noon tomorrow.
So I need to time the total points.
Game number 11.
Game number 11.
When I guess people around here are probably hoping it's St. Henry versus Crestview.
Most of them are picking it that way. You know?
Yeah.
And it certainly could be.
Yeah, and if you're picking around here, if you're picking with your heart, that's what you're going to pick. But we also know what those teams are capable of, and we don't know a lot. We know, if people go down to the tournament lot, they've seen Berlin Highland and know their style. Richmond Heights, I don't know, many of us know much about them. So
I think I came in dead last one year.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. You
probably had to knock Bretzi out of it.
Usually Bretzi is the king.
Bretzi was notorious for being in the last two or three every year. Every year.
And that's that's what I usually did.
Anything to him.
Yep. Maybe you ought to get him a special prize.
Yeah. Yep. I have a booby prize on that, baby. You got to be pretty special to get last.
Consistently.
Consistently last year. Yep. I don't know who was last year. I think it might have been. I think I know who it was. No, it wasn't. This guy from Columbus Grove got last. He got two of the first round games right.
Whoops. You know you're pretty well out of it. After
you're not going to win if you get
up. Two right.
Oh, man.
I got two right.
Two out of eight. That's not.
That ain't bad.
That's not good.
That ain't bad. Yeah. Well, Neil, should we take a break?
Let's take a quick break and we'll.
Hopefully, Jerry.
Jerry Kopp will be popping in. Bubba will be getting with us sometime. And
yep, Bubba's on his way too.
Yep, we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery High School Drama Club will be presenting 9 to 5, the musical, on Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. and again on Sunday, March 24th with a 2 p.m. matinee performance at the middle school auditorium. Here's your chance to see this Broadway musical production performed here in Fort Recovery with an all-student cast. Tickets are only $6 each and will be available at the door. Make your plans now to attend either of these presentations of 9 to 5 The Musical on Saturday evening, March 23rd at 7 o'clock, or the Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock on the 24th, presented by the Fort Recovery High School Drama Club at the Middle School Auditorium. The Fort Recovery Community Club will be having their first annual bowling bash on Saturday, March 30th at Miracle Lanes. It'll be a 9-pin no-tap tournament, and it starts at 2 o'clock. Get your 5-man team together and call or text PORK at 419-852-5822 or call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. If more than 8 teams sign up, they'll add another shift at 6 o'clock. This promises to be one of the most fun events of the year. The Community Club's first annual bowling bash, Saturday, March 30th. Get your team signed up now. Call Miracle Lanes or call or text Pork Work Camp at 419-852-5822 and get in on the fun.
All right.
We're back.
All right, buddy.
We're back. Sorry, we were chit-chatting. And, thanks, Randy.
See you, Artie.
We'll see you. We weren't paying that much attention. Nope. My fault. Sorry about that.
I did the same thing.
Yep, well, here. Chit-chatting and having a good time. So,
I see Neil got the slide of paper out there. We'll preview. Looks pretty good.
Yep.
Got Robbie Lefevre on the front.
And that's
pretty cool looking.
I didn't see who took that picture, but that is a great picture. That is an awesome picture.
That is a good
picture. That really looks cool. And it's
got the lightning.
Of course, got Robbie with the track, and then got all the baseball, softball for all the schools. And I believe there's maybe a couple of lacrosse or soccer or something in there in the back. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good article.
Pretty good article and pretty good stuff going on. So,
yeah.
We're to see you. We're joined here now by
Coach Kalp,
Jerry Kalp. Hey, appreciate you stopping in. So you want to give us about a 2 or 3 minute quick preview of the baseball team and then just go on? And
I can. Or I can talk for a long time.
Let's go with the second part.
Oh, brother. Try to find us in here.
I think we're toward the middle, somewhere in there. Yeah. So.
All right, Coach.
Yeah, pull the microphone a little closer to you there. Perfect.
How's it going, Coach?
Good.
Good?
A little wet out there.
It is a little damp. This ain't helping to dry up our field at all.
No, it isn't.
Have you guys been able to be out on the field at all?
No, we have not gone out there to practice yet. Ross came down from K&L today and got the tarp off the
rack. You over there?
Got it off the rack, and the boys put it out there. So if we would have had to play a baseball game tonight, we could have. I mean, it's dry enough. It's still a little damp, still some moisture coming out of there. But we could have certainly played. So I thought if we would try to tarp it over, maybe we'd have a shot at our scrimmage tomorrow. But gosh, it's raining quite a bit.
Yeah.
Never know. I don't know if they're, although they are calling for a nice day tomorrow, I think.
They are. So we're going to meet out there at 11:46.
Yeah,
approximately, and see if we can't maybe pull it off a little bit so the sun could hit it.
See if it'll warm up a little bit.
But I have to let them know by probably 1:30 because they'll be leaving on the bus to come down here.
And you are scrimmaging,
Brian.
Brian.
Oh yeah. Ooh, yeah. I saw that. I didn't realize that was tomorrow. That's a little drive.
That is a drive for them.
Now, is that how did that come about? Mm-hmm.
They were looking for a scrimmage. And they wanted to come down here, and I think he's friends with Brian Harleman there at Coldwater. So Brian was full. So he just gave them our number, and they said, hey, we'd like to come down. I said, okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be good competition.
They'll be good.
I would have to think.
Yep.
Now, they're in, like, Defiance League, I take it?
I really don't know. I assume.
I'm thinking.
But I'm not positive.
Yep.
I think they're in the near Defiance, but I don't believe Defiance is in the
WBL.
WBL, and I don't believe Brian is in that.
They're not sure if they were. Yeah.
But they're not far from Defiance, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Haven't been there in decades, but it's up that direction anyway.
We'll see. We haven't had too good of luck with our scrimmages here, so.
But we'll see. I'd say probably nobody has, have they?
Well, I mean,
pretty tough to get out there right now.
Yeah. It's been a pretty wet spring.
Yeah.
We've gone out on our field in some previous years, and we practiced on them, but we kind of tore it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really soft. So this year I thought we would just stay off of it. We've done a lot of stuff next to this high school here on the grass. So the field was in decent shape. We could have played tonight, like I say, but now with this rain here, I don't know.
I'll make it a little tougher tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah. So most of the time, are the infield's good? Is the outfield also good?
Yeah. Well,
it gets a little sloppy out there.
I'm an infielder, so I really only care about the infield.
Poor outfielders.
Outfielders. I just let them go. You know, they're like, okay.
Hey, could you
throw me a rope and pull me out of this quicksand? Oh, sure. So our tarp just covers the infield and stuff.
Infield done.
You know, the outfielders, it's not great, so it could be a little treacherous, but I give them a little harder time. But the outfield does drain a little better. Drains it back toward the fences and stuff. So,
yep.
You know.
It'll be a little sloppy at the fence, but.
It'll be a little sloppy there, but
They'll survive.
Yep. Hopefully they have to go out and chase our balls.
I hope so. There, but. I hope it's the other team that's out there in that mud.
It'd be a good time. It'd be perfect. So, Coach, we come off of a really good year last year. I mean, we made it all the way to the district finals and got beat by a team that eventually went to the state. We got a lot of gaps. I mean, we had 9 good seniors last year, so we got some building to do.
We do. As I said in the newspaper, we had a lot of new faces.
Yep.
But they're faces that I've seen before. A lot of these guys were on the JV team last year. I think we have a stable of really nice young men. And they're listening, they're learning, they're improving, and they want to take some spots. I mean, somebody's going to get to play now. And there were 5 of our seniors from last year. There were 5 of those guys had won 18 varsity letters.
Wow.
So between 5 guys,
that's fun.
If they would have started every year, they'd had only got 20. So they were a talented bunch. And the last couple of years here, we kind of knew what we had and stuff like this. So this year is really, really going to be fun and new. I think we have one, I think Joe Holman, we won 21 games last year, and I think Joe Holman is the only returning person that has a
win.
Wow!
So yeah, that kind of says.
So we have a lot of new stuff going on. So that's okay. I mean, that's okay. It's baseball. I like baseball. I like the thinking part of baseball, and the growing part of baseball, and I think that. These guys, you know, to be successful, we need to be really, really good at those little things that people don't realize are happening in a baseball game. You know, we're not going to overpower you like we've been able to the last couple of years. Starting with Nick and Kate and Ben and Reese. I mean, you just simply go out there and they just overpower people.
Yep.
So we're not necessarily going to be doing that. And so we change who we are. I mean, we change how we play. We change who we are. Still doesn't mean we can't get the free bases. Still doesn't mean we don't understand first pitch strikes. Still doesn't mean we don't understand quality at bats. All of those things become really, really important because we don't have somebody that can just wipe the chalkboard clean and we start over.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun part for me because, truthfully, that's how most players have to play. I mean, you got to be smart to be successful.
Absolutely.
You just get some of those rare guys once in a while that are just physically, you know, overpowering.
Really
and get
good,
away with some of that stuff. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be interesting. Putting these pieces together. We don't know who's playing where and what and things like that. And this is a group of guys who will be pretty interchangeable. I play infield, I play outfield. Well, you want me to pitch? I can pitch. So we'll have a lot of spots we'll have to learn.
But I think that's what you kind of went. Yeah. I mean, in practice and stuff, we worked really hard from the neck up. You know, I mean, we've worked hard at trying to just exactly what you're saying is going through situations and you know, I looked it up. I mean, we actually have 3 players that have varsity experience. You know, out of our 12 that you got on there.
Really? So, that many? Good.
Yeah. We get 3.
So I have senior Cody Shinneberry, and Riley Post, and can you count Garrett Fowler since he played a half a game last year?
I did not count.
I don't think we have
4. I think I had Joe Holman.
Yep.
He played and Ian had some. Mm-hmm. He had some time, but not a whole lot, but some. So we got 4 guys actually that have had a little bit of experience. So, and
Cody played a lot.
Yeah.
And did Kobe play any? He pitched. Did he pitch
no,
any?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, Ryan Post came up, pitched game for us, and so did Riley Will. I think
they threw a couple innings for us in Rushi.
So those 2 actually were up too. So we got 6 people that are
But that's not very much. But the ones. Cody basically played every game, and Ian played some. Joe played every game, so you have 2 two regulars and two
and Riley Post
yeah,
did too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Riley played almost every game. So yeah, that's three that are solid, and Ian and a couple other ones that were there from time to time, and that helps. But
like you said, Coach, I think it's a fun atmosphere this year because of, I think every kid thinks I can start. I mean, I think there's a lot of positions out there.
They will at one time or another.
Yeah, I'm thinking everybody's going to get a good shot at it.
Yeah, so. And if they don't start, they'll play a bunch.
Well, we hope so. And somebody, they're going to show us who's going to go, who's going to get to the top. You know, if you, I read a military book one time, the guy's like, well, we tell these guys, well, if we go to war, they throw grenades into the foxhole. And guys say, yeah, we're ready for that. You know, we're ready.
Yeah.
So he said, we teach them, and they go like, we're ready. And then somebody throws a grenade in the foxhole, and we find out who's ready.
They weren't ready.
So this isn't quite that kind of life or death thing, but basically we're gonna have to give people opportunities because we don't know what they can do. There are all kinds of players in the world, all kinds of people in the world. There are great practice players. Boy, I watch kids in practice. They're phenomenal. But they're not very good in the game. I got kids that are just so-so at practice, but they are really good in the game.
Step up in the game.
They seem to make all the right decisions. They're terrific from, as you say, Harold, from the neck up. You know, I like those smart players. And they may be, so everybody's going to need to see something. You know, I'm going to need to see something and why. And this is a group that's going to have to play with the little things, and they need to play with every single pitch, every single swing of the bat, every single moment. They have to be in it. Give me 2 hours, and then, hey, let's go to get a bite to eat or...
Yep.
Go to McDonald's or do whatever. But for those couple hours, I really want it. You know, we don't want cell phones. We don't want a lot of distractions. We want a huge crowd. The more, the merrier. For me, if I can see, you know, my grandkids there or people that I know that are coming to watch me, I love that. I think that's awesome. I mean, watch me stand at third base, whatever. But, you know, I want their families to be there. I want their...
I think, and the kids will be fired up too.
I do too. And we'll try to, you know, if I know somebody's pitching, I'd like to let them know at least a day or so before so that they can tell, you know, grandpa, grandma, and mom and dad, and yep, things like that. That's a part of the fun of high school sports.
Yeah. Neil, let's go to maybe take a break. We'll come back and Coach, we'll go through our seniors and juniors, and you can tell everybody, all the whole team, who we got coming back.
Okay.
We'll be back in a second.
All right.
Up and fee.
Here is this week's Butcher Special through Thursday, March 21st at Wayne Street Market. They have ribeye steaks at just $6.99 a pound. You save $5 a pound. And now through Sunday, March 24th, you can get pork spare ribs for only $2.25 a pound. These specials are already packaged and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. Get out the smoker and the grill and head up to Wayne Street Market to get some great savings on meat. Ribeye steak at the low, low price of only $6.99 a pound now through Thursday, March 21st. And pork spare ribs for only $2.25 a pound through Sunday, March 24th. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery baseball team will be holding a bowling fundraiser on Saturday, March 23rd at Miracle Lanes. You can put your own 5 to 6 man team together, or they can put you on a team. There will be 2 shifts, 4 and 7, and you can get registered by calling or texting Harold Feely at 419-852-3599 or Jerry Kalp at 419-852-1799. Don't miss this day of fun, and you can help out our baseball team. Bowling fundraiser on Saturday, March 23rd at 4 and 7. Get your team signed up now. Call or text Harold Feely at 419-852-3599 or Jerry Kalp at 419-852-1799 and get in on the fun.
Welcome back here to the Bubba and Fee Show here Wednesday night. We got the head coach of our baseball team, Mr. Jerry Kalp. We're talking baseball, and it's just about here. We're about here.
And the bowling bash, that is here.
And we got bowling Saturday. Bash. That's right, Saturday.
That's Saturday, get signed up. You definitely need some late teams. Ones, but could use a couple more on the early shift, but get in on the late shift.
Don't get shut out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this Saturday is it's a fundraiser for the baseball team, and Miracle Lanes has been quite generous in the past. Mm-hmm. And for $25 a player, you get 3 games of bowling, the shoes, 2 drinks, and then your team of 6 gets 1 large pizza.
Yep.
So if you have a team of 6, fabulous. And if you want to come out and bowl with your girlfriend or boyfriend, and we have a couple of teams that we can pop you on and you can share.
Sure.
But it's a nice fundraiser, and we'll have you'll have an opportunity to win a wild ticket, and yep. Then hopefully we'll have some other prizes.
Try to get some other prizes, and I'm sure we'll have 50-50 drawings. And
yeah, door prizes, 50-50.
Try to do whatever we can, and we had a good time last year. I think it worked out really well, so hopefully we get the same
it was fun.
Participation.
If you're just thinking about it, call a couple of your buddies and get a team together and get out there. It's going to be, they'll have all the basketball games on TV. There's 6 TVs out there. So,
absolutely.
So
won't miss it.
Yeah, you're not going to miss anything. And I don't know, when it's that early, probably none of your favorite teams are playing a really, really tough game. So if you're just kind of keeping track of your favorite team instead of staring at every play, you can still hang in there and be out there arguing with a bunch of your friends about the games.
Absolutely. Well,
the TVs better work.
Yeah, they will.
That'll be good.
We don't want no electrical or anything stupid. So, Coach, let's go through your lineup. How about we got one senior?
One senior. Cody Shinneberry. He's played for 4 years. Throws right-handed, bats left-handed. A good player. And he has played at different spots for us over the years. Last year, he filled in the entire year behind the plate. Did a really nice job.
Did.
And this year, Garrett will be competing for that job along with Cody. Cody is, he's told me I'll catch, I'll play infield, I'll play outfield, and I'll pitch. Let's just be really competitive and do the best we can. I'll do whatever I can to help team. So
that sounds exactly like Cody Shinneberry.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's a great leadership. And
been a good leader. Yep.
So we'll try to, we'll try to fulfill his wishes too. But this is athletics. So you have to be able to perform.
Yep.
Tonight at our practice, we talked about the competencies that I look for in an infielder with ground balls and throwing. If you want to be a really good high school baseball team, you have got to field and you've got and throw the baseball, and you've got to do that 96% of the time. If we can get that at 96% of the time, then we are as good as any high school baseball team in this state. Those are the competencies that we have to look for, whether we're fielding, pitching, playing, hitting, offense, how we play team defense, what we do for extra bases, free bases, all those things make a difference. And so I'm really big on competencies. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I do in our profession. You got to be so competent in what you're doing. Otherwise you can't work in
it's not gonna
my
work.
Place. No.
Yep.
So, and I think Cody understands that. And, And he's okay with that. He's ready to go, and I'm hoping he has a great year. We're going to need some pop out of his bat, and I hope he has a great year.
Yep. So now some of our guys that are coming back that played a little bit last year are juniors. How about talk a little bit about Joe Homan?
Joe Homan, he's going to be an upperclassman this year. Mm-hmm. So you go from a contributor to somebody we follow. You're going to become a leader. You can't let that pressure or that expectation distort what you're doing. So you need to use your athleticism to relax, take a big breath, and go at it.
Yep.
He'll be an important piece. We're going to need him to throw some innings. We're going to need him to drive in some runs. Mm-hmm. We're going to need him not to strike out and contribute, even if he's making outs with his bat. We need him to be important. So we're hoping he has a decent year and becomes somebody that we're going to be counting on.
Sure. And then fielding, he's one of those guys that you're probably going to move around.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to pitch a little bit.
He's going to pitch a little bit, and he'll be third short.
Yeah, where we need
in there. He'll be an infielder. He could be first, mm-hmm. first baseman.
So our next junior with a little bit of experience would be Ian Homan.
Ian, he had a big hit in one of our league games last year.
For sales game.
Okay.
Yep.
And that was a great ball game, extra innings, you know, back and forth. So it was good to see him get that base hit. He actually drove that ball toward the right side.
Yep.
Which is really important. Ian needs to do that with his bat again this year. He has a couple flaws in his swings. We need to keep his feet secured down on the ground. He can't be dancing around the batter's box.
Yep.
He's strong enough to get away with some things with just his upper body and arms. But as he becomes somebody that we're going to count on at a varsity level, you got to be able to drive that baseball. You got to be able to drive it with some pop. And it's got if it gets between the outfielders or gets down the line, it's got to get to the fence.
Yeah.
And if he's dancing around in the box, I just don't think he's strong enough in his arms. So he'll need to
we're gonna have to have him
be secure.
I agree.
And I'm not, you know, picking on him or anything. I'm just talking about him. You're asking me.
Right.
So those are one
Absolutely.
Of the things I want to push on him. He's gonna play first base. He's probably not gonna pitch. So we need to be solid at first base, be a leader. I thought he had a great basketball season.
He did.
And
yeah, have a nice year.
And then impressed me with the way he was able to get the guys around to him and lead that way.
Yeah.
So he's going to need to do that. We're going to need to push him. We can't let him be satisfied with being good. We need to keep pushing him. He's got to be better, better, better to contribute for us.
Yeah, we need big things out of him.
So if I remember right, there was a time, I believe, toward the end of the season last year, where he was batting about 500 in about three or four games. Every time he got up there, he either got that hit or drove it somewhere where somebody could either score or move up. He just seemed like he really had it for a number of games there, just really had it.
I think he can be really instrumental for us offensively, and I think he can do those things and not get down on himself if he starts out slowly.
Yeah.
Because baseball's a tough game, and we are going to play a really good schedule. We did not dummy down our schedule. We are going to play some really nice baseball teams, and we need to simply continue. We just simply need to progress as the season goes through.
Absolutely. I mean, from the beginning to the end, we just want to see progress.
So for Ian, we're open for some
big things,
you know, good things.
Big things out of Ian. Next guy I have down had a... Yeah, really bad, unlucky year last year. And that'd be Garrett Fowler. You know, came out of the first game, slid into third, screwed his leg up, and pretty much was out the whole season.
Right.
I know this kid is chomping at the bit to play baseball. So hopefully we can keep him healthy.
Well, yeah, that was an unfortunate injury.
Sure was.
And you can hee-haw back and forth all the time. But we're out there trying to win a baseball game. And so that's what I want kids to do. When they're running the bases and that baseball's in front of you, you make the decision. You don't wait for me.
Yeah.
If you're on third base, the ball skips away from the catcher, I want that instantaneous. I want that instinctive reaction. Don't wait on me.
That's right.
So we're trying to win a baseball game. I thought Garrett was out there last year trying to win a baseball game, and this unfortunate accident happened. So this year, now what's he going to do this year? So he is a catcher by trade.
Yep.
And a pitcher. He's capable of both positions.
Mm-hmm.
But as experience has taught me in the past, when I pitch my catchers, it's difficult on them. Boy, we really can't have them catch for a couple of days because it's just too hard on the arm. That throw 127 feet and 3/8 inches to second base when there's wind blowing and it's 44 degrees, that's a tough throw.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so if you've pitched the day before or pitched that day, that's just really, really hard on your arm. So we're going to have to decide how we're going to do that. Hopefully we have some innings that we can get out of our rest of our people to not have to use Garrett if he's catching. He's pretty defensively a one-dimensional guy with the catching part, but we could probably move him some other places.
Yeah.
And if we don't have to pitch him, so well and good, but we'll see how the season goes, and maybe he'll become somebody we'll have to do, and Cody will pop behind the plate. And as far as offensively, he swings hard, swings a lot of 2-0 swings.
Yep.
So he needs to contribute offensively too. We want guys to get their hacks, and we've been working a lot in practice about situational things. Really, really understand the situation. When do I hack like that? What would I really like here? What kind of pitch would I really like that I could handle to help my base runner, whether he's at first or second or third? Am I bunting? Am I hitting behind? Am I trying to hit a fly ball? Am I hitting it on the ground? What am I doing here? What am I trying to do? And then try to do it and not be devastated if it doesn't happen.
I agree. Hey, Bobby Maynor back.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Robert. Welcome home.
He's back.
Welcome home.
Bobby, we are talking. We're just kind of going through the players right now. And my next one up, Jerry, I got. This kid had a good year for us last year. I thought he played really well. I thought he was a heads-up kid. Riley Post.
Yeah, Riley would be returning. He probably got the most playing time of the guys coming back, other than Cody Shinnebury as far as the juniors. Mm-hmm. Was not a starter at the beginning of the year. And kept sneaking his way in here. And this is one of the guys that I think is a game player.
He is.
Okay. Yep. And so somebody says, well, they're lucky players. Things happen. The good things always happen for Riley. Well, you know, to me, luck is preparation given an opportunity. And,
exactly.
And so the bunt he had last year against Coldwater, you know, and the ball goes down the line, and his play at St. Henry, and he had a play at a couple other games. All those things, you keep popping up. Who scored the run that we beat Minster 1-0? Riley Post. He's on base. So a lot of those things, when I look at the critical moments in a baseball game, and there's maybe seven in a baseball game. You know, baseball game lasts 2 hours, but buddy, we got to win those 7 minutes, or we got to win those 6 minutes. That's what we got to win. So when I look at those critical 7 minutes, his name pops up. So pops up whether he's playing defense, pops up if he's at the plate. A lot of things he did was actually trying to contribute and help our team. And then he ended up getting some nice things. The double play against Coldwater, line
huge
drive double play.
Yeah. Huge.
So those are things that he's in.
Yeah.
So you have to have playmakers.
Yep, absolutely.
You have to have playmakers.
He is one. He's definitely
so. So what's he going to do this year? Well, he's a middle infielder. Play some middle infield. Hopefully, be able to run the defense. I think he makes good decisions, so he could be a logical choice to run your defense from the shortstop position because he does make some pretty good decisions. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play a lot last year. He also can play third or can play second. And then he'll do some pitching for us.
Yeah.
And he has to get on the base and help our team.
Yeah. So our next guy would be, did not get much varsity action, but he had pretty good JV season. Keaton Metzger.
Keith Metzger is coming in. He's been working hard on his hitting. So you got five tools. You got to run, you got to throw, you got to catch, you got to hit, and you got to hit with power. So, so Keaton understands the five tools of a baseball player. And so hitting and hitting with power would be two things that he can contribute.
Sure. You know? Yeah.
So, so when I'm looking to put together a single player or a team, that would be where he would first start off. He doesn't pitch, you know, and so Keaton has worked quite hard. He'll get some opportunities. He's an outfielder. So he'll cover some ground out there, understands the game, knows where he's supposed to be for his assignments, backup and things like that. So he's working hard on the game from the neck up and realizing that he has to hit the ball. Now, when he's at the plate, he has to not rush because when he goes into, and he goes into the hitting zone and then pops that shoulder out so quick, he's got to stay back, take a big breath, and drive the baseball. So hopefully, if the guys are listening, they're not getting upset by me talking about them.
Critiquing.
But I'm just critiquing.
Exactly, and you can tell by with Keaton too from last year to this year that the weight room's made a big improvement with him. He's a big kid.
He's a big guy.
He's gonna be a big strong kid.
So I yeah.
And I say our last junior I've got is Owen Shane, who also had a good JV season.
Yeah, and brings, much like his older brother, brings this athleticism, pretty good-sized body, bats from the left side, throws right-handed, and plays the outfield, doesn't pitch, plays the outfield, any of the positions. So he's going to be competing for a spot somewhere in there. He's gonna have to get something so... he's fast, so if he gets on base, we can steal him. And he can hit the ball. He can drive the baseball. So he has lots of potential.
Absolutely.
So when he gets his opportunity, you know, we're hoping that he does a really great job.
Yep.
I have Cole Greasy too.
Yeah.
That's right. Cole Greasy's another. Yep.
So he's another junior coming in, outfielder, I think Cole has the quickest bat we have. His exit speed is right there. So he likes to really leap out of
he things. Takes a rip at it.
He does. So, you know, he's the kind of guy that maybe slow pitchers will give him a problem if he doesn't stay back.
Yeah.
So he's going to get to see if he gets into varsity end here, he's going to see some quicker pitching, but guys that can also move the ball around. But his bat is quick enough to play varsity baseball.
He's got some pop. There's no doubt.
So he's got to not strike out, and he's got to be able to pop it in. So if he's batting eighth, you know, or seventh or eighth or somewhere in there where he can give us a little spark from that part of the lineup, I mean, that would be absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing he does is he's got this knuckle ball that looks like a curveball, knuckle curve. So he may get on the hill sometime.
It could be interesting. He does got a neat knuckleball.
He has some potential with his pitching, and I'd like to see that sometime this year.
Hopefully we will. Then our sophomores, we got Kobe Wendell.
Kobe Wendell, he has been to the physician. He's got his arms a little tweaky. He said it feels pretty good now though. And Kobe's, you know, watches baseball on TV, so he understands the game.
I think you're going to get that from all these sophomores.
I agree with you. I think that they
very heads up kids.
I think they understand how to win baseball games. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just by being smarter.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, and so, if they can get that, that would be terrific. But for Kobe, he'll probably pitch and play infield. He can play first base. I don't see him playing outfield. So he can catch. I mean, he's a valuable person. He can do a lot of different things. So we're going to bring him along slow. We want him to have a nice, healthy arm.
Yep.
He's got lots of baseball to play. But he can contribute when he gets his opportunity. We'll see how he does.
My next guy I had was Riley Will.
Riley Will. I have him as a pitcher, outfielder, infielder, catcher.
Duderall.
Well, I've seen him play at all those spots.
Yep.
And he's pretty good at all of them. He can play. He's very, very natural with his break on the ball from the outfield. Mm-hmm. And so I like to watch that. But then he does a really great job in the infield also. And he'll be counted on to do some pitching. He's swinging like a madman in practice.
He does swing hard, too.
Which is okay. Yeah, I mean, we want guys swinging. So, but we want guys understanding the count and where they're at and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So he'll be exciting to see how he does. He'll get his opportunity, mm-hmm. and we're looking to see. And I don't want these guys to press if things don't go exactly the way they want the first time. You know, sure. I'm not expecting them to hit home runs. And as I told them, if we're going to win the league. We're not going to win the league by hitting 3-run homers. We're going to win the league by taking an extra base, throwing behind some runner, you know, and picking him off. Thing. Those kind of things.
Yep. Another sophomore we got is Ryan Post. Another one battling a little injury.
He is. He hasn't been throwing yet. He is a pitcher, infielder, and so he has not been throwing much. His arm's a little tweaky. He's doing some physical therapy on the, trying to get the inflammation to come down, mm-hmm. and things like that. Takes a nice swing in the batting cage, a nice, natural, flowing left-handed swing.
Yep.
Understands the baseball game. Is he he looks like a leadoff hitter.
He does.
To be honest.
Yep.
He looks like he could bat there, but we'll see. I mean, we'll just have to see.
And our last sophomore we have is, this kid is athletic as it gets, Regan Martin.
Yeah, he is athletic. He can move his feet very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun part is he can actually do what he wants his body to do. I can't do that, and you know, we can't all do that. So he's very athletic. He can play outfield, looks like he's played first base, and he has potential with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
He truly does. So what are we gonna do with Regan Martin? Well, we don't know yet. But he's going to look for a way to get on the field, I think. And
sure.
And he certainly has some athleticism. We're happy that he's playing. Mm-hmm. And he has really improved a lot. And I think he's going to try to win some playing time. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's what we kind of talked about. I think there's a lot of spots out there. And I think these kids know it. And they're all working hard to get one. So hopefully by the end of the year, we can figure out where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, there's 12 of them. Got nine that can play at a time, and I think I'm looking at them without having seen a lot of these kids play. I'm looking at those names and go, I don't know which ones you don't play, because they're all.
Well, hopefully it'll be one of them deals where you get somebody that's hot, and
yes.
you keep them in the lineup because they're hot.
Yep, and you know, if somebody's like with Ryan with his shoulder problems, you got 11 at least for a while, and you know, Kobe with a little bit of problems, you get 10. So, you know, you don't want to push those guys when you know you've got other players, and then we don't have a league game for a couple of weeks. So, you know, that's two more weeks for them to get recovered without having to try to push them into the lineup to make it, you know, competitive. I think there's pretty good competition. I think every one of the kids seeing is going to be a pretty good.
If we can just get some nice weather, we got a lot of games scheduled, so hopefully they're all going to get a lot of playing time, and hopefully we'll get to kind of figure out what's going on there.
Well, it's baseball. I like baseball. I like being out there.
I do too.
And I like the young men.
And you kind of said that you kind of pointed on it a little bit there earlier about these kids listen and they're fun. And it's fun to coach them right now. I mean, hopefully we take it to the field and it shows up the way we were hoping to see.
Yeah, they're kind of tired of me in the gym. And,
I'm sure they're getting
stuff like that.
And I don't blame them. I mean, it's getting old.
And we can, yeah.
We'll take a break, come back. Maybe we'll talk about your staff. I think they're all back. So we'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecued chicken dinners on Sunday, April 7th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only, and the dinners are only $7 each and are available from any of the firemen. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick lunch during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 9-11. Toby Metzger just walks in. He's going to talk NCAA brackets. Jerry, I got a question for you. You've been blessed with a lot of baseball guys the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. Guys who live and die at this year's team, you lost 9 seniors. And you got a lot of youngsters coming in here. Do you see, is it for you and Harold, who's been here forever, do you guys feel like this is a little bit, I mean, is it kind of like a refreshing to work with these young kids who every time you say something, their eyes are wide open and they're listening compared to quite possibly a couple seniors who are like, here, Coach Cap, here, Coach Feely. I mean, do you get any of that?
I do. I have not done my OSU drill this year, which I love because I think that's the best drill ever for defense. But the boys are kind of sick and tired of it, so I've been backing off from it. But it is refreshing. This is a totally new group. I miss all those guys that I've had in the past. But you know what? We grow up and we move on and we become adults in our lives. And then there's somebody else comes in. That's what a part of the fun is. So, yeah, we're kind of looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to maybe having some bad days, but the sun will come up the next day. And I like to look at potential. Where could we go with this? Yeah. See, instead of where are we now, I like to think, where could I get with this bunch? How high could I push them?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's going to be a fun year. These young kids, we watched them. Little League and have all of, they've had success coming up.
And that's one thing. They've all been pretty good.
Right. But you're playing now. You're up against the Coldwaters, the St. Henry's, the teams that they're senior loaded now. And right. So it's going to be, can these guys stay mentally tough enough to understand that sometimes that scoreboard's not going to be very pretty?
Well, starts out 0-0. Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see. Our league will be good. We have our schedule is much tougher than it used to be. Yeah. It's much more difficult. We're D3. Our tournament trail is going to be difficult.
Tough.
Mm-hmm. But so what?
Absolutely.
I mean, so what? Life is like that.
It's fun. It's
baseball. I can take a team that people say, geez, you're not the best team, but I can still win.
Yeah. I agree.
So
I love it.
Yep. Absolutely. Oh, we better talk about your staff a little bit. You don't have to worry about me, but we got to bring the other guys.
Yeah, please don't talk about Harold in front of him.
Talk me enough.
Make him cry.
Well, I appreciate all of them, and I appreciate what they bring. We tried to bring together, you know, a group that's different. I don't want them all to be like me. So, you know, if we start with Harold, what we get with Harold is we get a fantastic teammate. He's always been a great teammate that I've known him. He's positive. Can he be hard? Sure, he can be hard when it's appropriate. But basically, we want the purple and white to be great. And we want the kids to be successful. We want them to be great on the baseball field. We want to be great off the baseball field. And we want to have a good time. And we were coming there for 2 hours. And we get excited about it. It's what we think about during the day while we're doing our work. And so, you know, I appreciate that Harold can maybe smooth some of the feathers that I might ruffle. And I don't mean to ruffle feathers. It's just sometimes they get ruffled. And then one of my other coaches, Coach Wendell, he brings a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. And wants to get things done. I mean, cares about 40 carry, cares about purple and white, and has lots of ideas, sometimes overwhelming. But you gotta have them. I mean, you gotta have those kind of people. You gotta push. Somebody has to push. And he is. I mean, he's gonna bring that. He's working with the catchers and the pitchers this year. We'll probably have him calling the pitches. I thought he did a great job with that last year.
Good.
You know, we talk about it and where do we want to go and things like that. And that becomes a feel thing. You're in the game, you know, what pitch is working, what pitch isn't working. So he's trying to get close with the pitchers and catchers and call those. So, you know, I'm happy for that. It takes a big load off of me. And then Tommy Galdin, Mr. Statistician.
Stat man.
He's got my, you know, his stats are ready to go. So he's on, what's Game Changer? He does it on Game Changer. So you can follow it live on your phone or on your computer. When it's over, all the stats are sent to the radio stations and to the newspapers and to our athletic director. Keeps track of all the pitch counts. If we ever get questioned about pitch counts, he's got all that stuff in place. Does all our research on the records and what guys have done. And it's a tremendous amount of stuff that he does behind the scenes that, you know, people read our program. He does our program. So they're like, you know, that stuff just doesn't pop in there. You know, so it's really fun to read. If you've been a player here and you get to read your name in there, I think that's kind of fun. So the kids like Tom. He's going to be in control of our bunting this year. We've assigned him to do the bunters. And bunting is going to be really important because that's a moment in a baseball game that could really help our baseball team. And sometimes guys that are hitting are like, but I'm making an out. Well, I get that. But in high school baseball, it really could be an important part, really critical. Last year, in a couple of our incredibly tight games, the bunt was crucial. Whether we were defending it, whether we were executing it, or what. But in high school baseball, a bunt is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the ball go over the fence, but bunting is a big deal. So we're going to put Tommy in charge of that. And I'll tell you what, if those bunts don't go down, we're coming after him. And then Coach Eink, he's doing our JV. He's great to be around. He's always helping us and just is trying to get our guys in a position to come into the varsity and be able to fill in. You know, we basically have his team here this next year that we're going to be playing. So
that's right. Never really look at it
I hope that I can make sure that these guys get and play really well, we're successful, and that'll be a great reflection of Coach Eink. And so he's worked a lot on fundamentals, and they're happy. They're happy ball players. His teams are happy. So he's done a great job, and we're very pleased to be able to have some continuity in the baseball program. The culture, you know, you talk about having new players. We do have new players, but we still want to have the same culture. This is how we play the game. This is how we live. We're good people. We're not bad people. I'm a good guy. Whether I win or whether I lose, I'm out here having a fun time. And if we play our last baseball game and guys are sorry it's over, Fee and I have done our job, because you only get one shot. I mean, you're in high school one time, and if I could go back, I'd go back in a second. Harold would go back in a second. If we could do it one more time, we'd do it, and it'd be a blast.
You know, you talk about that and the program and all that stuff, but it takes, you know, and I'm sure that you and Harold, you've talked about this before, it takes more than just the staff that makes this program what it is. And you have so many people, the moms and the dads that come out and work the concession stands or are out there packing food on double headers away. And that's what it's about. It's about that culture. It's about, just the whole thing, just being part of a team. And there just isn't anything like it. And, you know, there's some of the funnest times. And just for me, and Neil announcing is between doubleheaders. You know, you're sitting there with the kids I just can't explain how cool it is to be around that. And you guys and Jerry, you've done an unbelievable job of that. I just think it'll keep going. And sure, we got some young kids, but they're going to be fun to watch, folks. And get your butts out there to the park and watch them and support them as you always do.
Well, I appreciate the crowds. I truly do. There are a couple of guys that come that I see on a regular basis. And as baseball guys, you're always superstitious. So sometimes I wink at them. Sometimes I wave at them. And sometimes I got to ignore them. It just depends on how, you know, because the last game, maybe I ignored him and we played well, so I'm going to ignore you. Last game, if I waved to you and we played well, I'll wave to you.
You had to wave.
It depends on what socks I'm wearing and things like that.
You superstitious?
No.
Not at all.
It absolutely doesn't make any difference.
I am.
I know.
Yeah.
And my wife is superstitious. She's like, I got to make sure I wear these same clothes. Well, and I say, go ahead. You look good in those clothes you wear. But it does not matter what the people in the crowds do. Just come. Just come and watch us. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever.
It's fun.
It's a game. We're playing it. We're trying to play it and make it quick. There is a lot of stuff going on during the baseball game. People come and say, oh, my God, I sat there for 2 hours, and things only happened for 2 minutes. But there's so much going on. And I enjoy it. So if you're just there to relax, just come out and relax, buy one of our hot dogs and get a Coke.
Dogs.
Diamond Dog Night. Yeah. Can't beat it.
So I appreciate the crowds.
And we also have a fundraiser Saturday.
Yes. We got our bowling. We kind of
talked about that.
Talked a little bit. Yeah. Good. Yeah. We're still missing. We need some teams. Late shift. I only got one team yet, so I got room for seven.
Let's go. Let's get up. Sign up, folks.
Yeah, it'll be
just
fun.
Just show up. Come on out.
Yeah, come on out. Probably
get a 50-50 ticket.
Some of the kids will be out there too, I'm sure. And it'll be fun.
By a $5 chance on a wild ticket.
I got about 40 shots left yet on that ticket. So I'm hoping to sell a few more yet this week.
You got a $5 wild ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. I got 100 spots and I'm going to donate to the baseball team.
That a bro. That a good
yeah.
Thing.
So it's awesome. We'll hopefully have some. I'm hoping to have some prizes and some stuff to give away to that night. We'll have 50-50s, I'm sure, good. And should be a good time.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, it all starts up Tuesday, correct?
We start Monday.
The line of Bulldogs?
Bulldogs.
That's always a fun one to start with. Where we got them at?
Home. We're supposed to be home.
Okay,
hopefully good. We got them here. So.
Good. Yeah. Coach, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thank you. It's nice to see you guys.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. Also, Grandpa. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Jossie. Yeah, thank you, Jossie. God love Jossie. Got her little girl. And absolutely. How many grandkids you got?
I have 10.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Wow. Well,
yes.
Ain't that great?
That's pretty awesome.
It's pleasant. And I saw your little grandson run around on the basketball floor this winter.
Yeah. He's out of control.
He's awesome.
He's got to poop his pants tonight.
All right.
Yeah. Gosh darn it. The kids are, it's going around. A lot of sickness.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Little guys. Gotta feel bad for him, too.
Yeah. That's not good.
Dax don't get sick. Does he get sick? He's nuts. He is nuts. That's Coach Jerry Kopp of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely.
And, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, well, hopefully we'll be back in later.
Let's take a break. Spencey, pay some bills. Coming up, Toby Metzger. We're going to talk NCAA basketball right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
During Lent, the Wendoline Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have French fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendoline Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendoline Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30.
Or something.
Yeah.
Here's some antibiotics.
We'll fix you right up.
Yeah. We're back here, Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee. Toby Metzger in house.
How you doing, Toby? Howdy, howdy. Not too bad.
Okay, so I'm not even going to go with who you picked. I know you're going to take Duke. I'm going to say this. Okay. Zion Williamson is the funnest college basketball player I've watched since LeBron.
He never played college, but.
I mean, as a younger kid.
Right, oh, right. For sure.
I just, when he's on, I'm watching him.
Yep.
I hate Duke. I hate him.
He's pretty good.
And that's the weird thing is usually when you get that kind of player, it's usually you love him or hate him. And they were talking about it. I think it was on Chris Carter and Nick Wright's show today, how just everyone loves him.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Did you see the video of the white dude that did move?
Oh, it was awesome. I think I retweeted it. It was awesome.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. Yeah. Tomorrow, it all starts tomorrow.
Well, they have the first play-in games Tuesday, Wednesday, but
Belmont.
Fun starts tomorrow.
A bunch of games starting at noon. And Ohio State, Iowa State is an intriguing game tomorrow, Friday night.
I agree.
Iowa State favored by 6.5. Buckeyes.
Never know about them.
I just don't think they're very good yet.
I don't know. They are
either. They're young.
Yeah.
Wesson can't stay out of foul trouble.
That's the key.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He is big.
He is big. Big boy. But he's skilled.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I think is he a sophomore?
Yep.
I mean, he's got 2 years to trim down. I think he could trim down a little bit because he can pass. He can shoot.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about your bracket. You got it all filled out?
I usually finalize it Thursday morning, so not completely.
I haven't done mine yet. I got to get mine. Fort Recovery Radio, ESPN.
We got to get on that.
The password is FR Indians lowercase.
FR Indians
lowercase. And it is FRR19.
Yep.
And Toby set that up for us. Everybody, again, we got great prizes again. Working on finalizing the top prize, which is a suite to the Dayton Dragons game.
Nice.
Ooh, wow.
So
So
wow. That'd be big.
Yeah. So that'd be.
I might want to try this year.
You might want to, yeah, maybe work on it a little bit. Maybe
don't try, and then you'll be
then
better.
Then you'll win it. I was going to say, every time we fire at anybody, it's somebody that.
Yeah. Me? Who won last year?
The first couple of years, I think, was my wife and Erica Stahl.
Erica won one, yep. And your wife won one. Did yep. you did she win or did you fill it out?
I don't touch it.
Really?
She filled hers out this year in about a minute and a half.
Really?
I told her, I said don't forget about the FR, and she's done a minute and a half later.
Perfect. Well, last year, my wife led it. After the first
She did, round. That is right.
Remember she led it? I was thinking, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Kim with the upset.
Had the upset.
Well, that'd be good. So who you got? Who's your final four?
I mean, I don't have it yet, but I think the top, yeah, Duke for sure. I think the top six or seven teams this year are so much better than the rest. So, I mean, you might have it, but I think Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, or Kentucky down in that bottom right Midwest region. I mean, I just don't see Tennessee's up with Virginia, and obviously Virginia lost to a 16 seed last year, but I think they're better.
Yeah.
So that sort of scares you, but the only one, the bottom left is a weird one because I don't ever trust Gonzaga because they play a bunch of nobodies all year.
Right.
I mean, as far as Michigan seems to never lose.
Yeah.
Beeline just seems to have them guys playing every year. You got Texas Tech with an NBA player and a good team, so Florida State.
I like Florida State's my team out.
I agree.
I took Florida State.
I have them beaten Gonzaga for sure. I think I will.
I told Bill my first round lock is Florida State tomorrow night.
Florida State?
Yep. I think they're giving 11 to some East Coast team, I think. That's who I have.
Can't find it.
They're right down here somewhere.
Florida State, right?
Yep. FSU.
Where the hell is it? Look at it.
Did you print out last year's?
I might have.
No, right. Vermont.
Vermont. The Caramounts.
Ooh.
Ain't that who they
are? Catamounts.
I have no idea. Catamounts.
Catamount?
What's a catamount?
It's something.
Mm. I don't What's know. A hen weigh?
About 5 pounds.
About 4.5. Depends how big, how you're feeding it.
Yeah. How good he is.
What else, Toby? What else we got here?
I mean, the 5-12 upsets are always the talk of the town. Yep. Even the 13-4 now anymore.
Oh, well, Wisconsin.
I think they're done. I think Oregon's hot.
I know. That's that 5-12.
And then the 4-13 game.
I cannot watch Wisconsin.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Ethan Happ is really good, and then the rest of them are just average, and it's
I don't know if bad. Renee's listening or not. But
it's bad to watch.
Sorry.
She's probably getting ready. People are coming in.
Yeah.
Because then the 4-13 that game is UC Irvine versus Kansas State. Kansas State's best players out. So that could be a 12-13 matchup on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it is.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. Be a fun one. Because Wisconsin, yeah, they're brutal.
You know, I looked at the drawing, and I liked Belmont getting in. I liked a couple of the small tiers. For the life of me, I can't figure out that Michigan State Duke in the same bracket.
Well, the way the guy described it, that's been the big talk.
Michigan State got hosed.
On Sports Talk, that's...
No, I think Duke got hosed.
Well, Duke got hosed, right.
So how they...
Michigan State should have been a one.
Because we think, like, how Duke's the number one. So then the last number two should go with them. But they don't do it like that. They do it by where closest to where you can play.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how...
I'm sure
which
that's
is money. Oh, absolutely.
Definitely money.
But, I mean, flying's pretty easy these days, so
yeah.
I don't get it. But
no, I didn't. I was thinking, man, alive.
Because they beat Michigan 3 times this year. And Michigan gets to go with Gonzaga, and Michigan State gets to go with Duke. I mean,
That's
rough for them.
Rough for Duke.
I ain't worried about Michigan State.
Really?
Not at all. Who's going to guard Zion? None.
Yeah.
No.
Arms.
with his broken ankle?
Arms he didn't break his ankle.
He dislocated it.
It's all right.
He'll be all right.
He faked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's going nuts over it.
But mostly because he was on the floor for an hour. Had to talk about something.
The replay looked awful.
It did. I thought he broke it.
Oh, I thought it was done.
Yeah.
But
it ain't had much luck.
None.
Bad wheels.
Ain't that amazing?
It is weird. And especially even his build. I mean, he's put together. And
yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Over mileage. I mean, he's probably played a billion basketball games in his life.
They all have.
I know.
You know?
I don't know.
True.
Bad luck.
Very bad luck.
Sucks for him.
Does it start noon tomorrow?
Yep.
I think he's like 12:30, 12:35. Yeah. So
True big. TV, TNT, CBS.
Yeah.
Having a remote smoking.
TNT.
D&D.
It's always awesome because you catch the end of every game.
I know. Absolutely. They have it set up just so.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
The worst part is the little break they have for the news. At like,
oh, yeah. You're right.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's
like,
come on.
Yeah. We can 2 hours? Let's go.
Find the news on the internet.
That's exactly right.
That is exactly. I hate that hour break in there.
Killer. It's
awful. You hope that 4 o'clock game's going in like triple overtime.
Absolutely.
Gary's right over the game.
Absolutely.
Then the news comes on for 30 seconds. Well, the world blew up, but back to basketball.
Perfect. We'll worry about the world blowing up later.
Yep. We're going to watch this game.
Ain't nothing we can do about that.
Nope.
How about.
Got any sleepers? I'm saying Maryland.
Maryland's going to lose first round.
Got them out?
Yep.
Who do they play?
Belmont. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Belmont. Is it Belmont? Yeah.
They're going to lose first game.
Mm-hmm.
No. To Belmont.
I haven't watched much. Bill Ray watches. Bill, that's Bill Ray, and he hates them.
I know he does.
And then.
Well, I went down and watched them. They annihilated Ohio State.
They were young. They're young. They're talented, but I think they're just so sporadic and.
Yeah. Depends if they can shoot.
Oh, absolutely.
They can't make any threes or
they got a big guy that's really good, but he only plays about a fourth of the time hard, so it's. You don't know.
Let me ask you this. You still Jess Winker fan club?
Love Jesse Winker.
He's batting 104.
I don't care.
I do care.
The thing, he started late. He's only playing every other day right now. So just give him a chance. Relax. You hear Aaron Rodgers say relax? That's fact.
Wow.
Relax. He can hit. He hit.
I'm not saying he can't hit, but he cannot be our starting center fielder.
No, he's a starting left fielder.
He can't be our starting left fielder.
Absolutely.
You cannot have Matt Kemp on the bench.
Why not?
Because you're paying him an ungodly amount of money.
That's the it's either pay him an ungodly amount of money or pay Homer.
No.
I'd rather pay a chicken $20 billion to sit on my bench than Homer Bailey.
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Matt Kemp's your fourth outfielder.
Matt Kemp has to be the third outfielder.
Nope.
He's got to be your starting left fielder.
Bell said he wants Winker to have 500 ABs.
Yeah, well, Bell's an idiot.
Bell fiery. We're done with it.
I could strike Winker out right now. I could. Harold got hit in the leg.
Hard. Hurt, too.
Wasn't there an L screen there?
What happened? Yeah, why?
Third baseline.
What are you doing?
We took him out of the band so they could hit live.
All right, that's good.
They're hitting live. And,
is there a backstop out there?
I'm 5 feet. Wow. On third baseline. Actually, it was the trainer and Garrett and then Tommy.
Okay.
And Kobe Wendell hits an absolute. Gary pitches him inside. He turns and just hits a rope right at it. And I jumped and hit me right in the leg. I was like, oh, that hurt so bad. If it don't hit me, it kills the trainer.
You saved the trainer.
Yeah. Trainer's alive because of me. Of course, I got a blood clot. I got two more days to live.
Been nice to know you.
Other than that, not too bad.
No, the Reds got a good problem to have. I mean, Irvin's hitting unbelievable right now, but he's not a starter. But I think he's a bench guy on a lot of teams.
He may not make. He has an option.
He'll make the team if they decide to send Senzel down for the 2 weeks. Otherwise, I don't think there's a shot.
Senzel's not going down.
He better not. I want him up.
I do too.
He's hitting 400. I know spring stats don't mean anything, but he can hit.
Yeah,
he can play center field.
Scott Schebler's got like 12 walks this spring with like 2 strikeouts. I mean, he's hitting well. So
we got
a lot of outfielders.
Are they done? You think they can make a trade yet?
Oh, I think so. I think.
Well, they got to do something with Kemp.
The Nationals, but no one's going to take his money. I think that's the thing. We'd have to pay some of it. But like the Nationals, they're down to like 3 outfielders right now, maybe 2.5. Hicks just got hurt. I mean, so there's always things that pop up. But.
You know who's been a great surprise is Rourke.
How good is that guy? He's always been good. He's been that same guy with the Nationals forever. He just pitches.
You know his last 2 starts, he's went 5 1/3 and 5 1/3. And both times, I think he's under 60 pitches.
Oh, yeah. It's,
so he
sort of reminds me of a Mike Leake type guy. Just quick, doesn't overpower you, just pitches strikes.
Yep.
He's going to give you 200-plus innings.
What are we, 8 days from, when's opening day? Next Thursday?
Week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow?
I already told my wife, expect nothing from me from about 4:10 to about 7:30.
Watch me. Then you got NCAA games.
I'm out, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so just say I'm out. I'm 4 out. O'clock till midnight.
I'm out.
Yeah, we'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Late Sunday night.
Oh, my God. How about that kid?
He's nuts.
He's balls to the wall.
He's awesome.
Cam, Troy Metzger's boy, came over. We do a bracket thing. It's actually pretty neat. You get one team from each region, and you play against the spread. It's like if I got the 16 seed and you got the one, we play against the spread, and I can take your one seed even though they win. So it's pretty cool. But so Troy came over with Camden, and those two were just going at it. Ended with Dax throwing a book at Camden.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It was...
Today I go. I dropped Lane off at Erica's, and if you see Erica's back porch, she has a really neat play area, and then it steps onto the kitchen.
Yep.
Well, I grab Lane. I'm walking in, and all of a sudden, I see Will go flying off the top step. One of Tiny's little boys. They were. Erica said they've been fighting all morning, and then, you know, they were going at it. And I was like, "Oh, I love it, man!
I do too."
Yeah, you know,
that's quite a crew there.
That is a good crew.
There's a couple grades, two or three grades in a row.
The one needs security in every game. Yeah,
teachers need a pay raise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's classic.
Teachers are going to need pay raises. I agree with you.
Need a bigger detention room.
Yep.
Might as well make it.
Might even need bodyguards.
It's going to be
auditorium's going to be full.
We got the NCAA starting tomorrow. We have the Reds the following week. The baseball coming up with the Indians. You're a Jones. You're a sports Jones. I see kids out throwing the football. Looks like there's 7, 8, 10 kids out there on a regular basis.
I went before basketball season, because I know how it is to be a coach and your players are playing other things. And so I left it up to them. I said, after our football season, after the banquet, I said, what do you guys want to do? I said, we can wait till basketball's over, wait till whatever. And they said, no, we want to throw now. And they said, let's throw tomorrow. I said, okay. So we've thrown about once a week since football's ended, except for about a month and a half period where, I mean, it was impossible, because throwing in a gym, you can get some stuff done, but it's not the same. I mean, it's not even really close to being the same.
Right.
But it was 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. There was ice on the ground. And I show up and I pull up and I'm like, boys, there's ice on the ground. I'm like, oh, it's all right. And they go out there. And so we're walking out there. And I mean, it broke up as you went on. I was like, well, can you guys cut on? Oh, we're fine. So we was out there for about a half hour. I was frozen. Yeah. My hands are frozen.
You have shorts on?
Yeah, absolutely. My legs weren't cold. My hands were cold.
No, your legs were cold.
No, his legs weren't cold.
But yes. No, they love it. I mean, we usually got about 5 to 7 guys there right now. And then once it starts getting warmer, we'll get more. Some guys work after school. So it all depends when you can do it. If you do it after school, we'll do a little later. So, but
I am really, really looking forward to this football season.
I hope we can stay healthy and absolutely.
Yeah. So who are you talking about that's out there throwing and catching and stuff?
Clay Smith has been out there at every one. I mean, he's the leader of it.
Gavin.
He sends a text. Gavin's been out there. Gavin's been working his butt off. He works out with Scott Brunswick, which is, I mean, you can't learn from a better guy being a receiver. So he's big into it. Regan has been there almost all the time. Mitch Pugh's been there most of the time. Jacob Atchison, Riley Pearson, a few, but they were in that indoor track. So, I mean, they were running all the time, which is fine. Owen Wenning's been there a couple times, young kid. Carol Rammel, freshman, has been coming the last couple times, learning the playbook a little bit. So, usually you got the same 5 guys with a couple other guys sprinkled in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
it's really fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these kids, they can't get enough of it.
And folks, for anybody who didn't see, make sure you pick up the Standard tomorrow. On the cover of the fall sports is Robbie Lefevre, and it says Lightning Rob on it.
Pretty cool.
It is really cool. He is on the cover. He very well should be. He's earned the cover.
Absolutely.
Of the fall sport or the spring sports. And I mean, the big thanks for Robbie this year. And the whole Fort Recovery track team, I think if they can get some numbers on the throwing, sky's the limit for them.
Yeah, they got big hopes to win the MAC.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's. I think the article was talking about that. I read most of that article, and they were talking about
you know, they have basically everybody that went to state last year coming back. It's all, yeah. it's just yeah. they were to a man, they're all back and better than they were in the indoor. You know, they showed how good they were. They didn't participate in a lot of the events and still ended up third in Division 2 and 3.
Yep.
So it's awesome.
So we'll have a lot to root for this fall or this spring with the Indians baseball and track. And yep. and this weekend in Columbus, Ohio at the Schottenstein Center is for the boys' high school basketball state tournaments. And we have a local St. Henry Redskins are there. The Redskins play 1 o'clock tomorrow or 12 o'clock tomorrow. They play or Friday they play Berlin Highland. I think that that's going to be a good game. It all kicks off tomorrow at noon. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Purcell Marion versus Canal Winchester Harvest Prep. If you look at these folks, I'm going to go through these, and there's a lot of heat going on, especially in that D2. D3 is all public or parochial schools.
Parochial schools.
So Purcell Marion versus Harvest Prep. Lutheran East versus Oregon Stritch. Absolutely two games I could give a flying leap about. And that's a problem that they got right now. They have a problem with that. I don't know. There's probably no answer, but yeah. it is
put them something around the league.
It'll be interesting to see those crowds. Purcell Marion will probably have a good crowd, but there won't be too many people there tomorrow, boys, if you were looking to watch some high school basketball. Then tomorrow evening, Thornville Sheridan versus Columbus South. Columbus South is a team that handed to Lima Shawnee. They took care of Shawnee pretty good. Thornville Sheridan had, they're 22-5, but they had four games where their best player was out. So I think that'll be a good one. That's kind of my team there to beat. I think they're going to beat South. Akron Bucknell's there every time against Trotwood Madison. Trotwood Madison has scored three games this year where they scored over 120 points.
What are they in? They're getting kicked out.
Glee walk.
I guess at the preseason meeting, their coach told the other coaches, "We are going to score as many points as we can on you."
I don't blame them.
No, I don't either.
They beat Greenville. What was it, 137-29 or something?
Bad.
Hello.
Greenville tried pressing them.
Right before we played them.
Oh, that worked.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's right. And then Friday at noon is Berlin Highland versus St. Henry, a game that St. Henry is an interesting team. I could watch that kid and he can't play basketball all the time. Big, huge kid, but skilled, Harold.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is skilled. I agree with you. St. Henry and Berlin Highland. The second game is Richmond Heights versus Crestview. Crestview should not be there. If Kaleida's coach fouls like he should, Crestview's out.
Yep.
But guess what?
Drives me nuts.
They're still there, and they're good, and they play Richmond Heights. And I'm going with a local flavor in that D4 final, St. Henry and Crestview. And that'll be a good one Saturday night, 5:15, both of them win. And then D1 on Friday night, St. Ed's. Imagine them being there against some Mac Menomolar.
They're there every
year. Just pencil them two teams in there every year.
Every year, yeah.
It's crazy. And Olentangy Liberty against Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's has been to state in three of the four divisions.
Yep.
It's impressive.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And this year they beat the crap out of Lima Senior.
Yeah.
In the regional final. So that's all the state tournaments this weekend. I am going down. I'm leaving tomorrow.
You're happy.
Lovely Mrs. Stogler and myself are going down, and Pat and Mary, and I go to make a weekend of it. Look forward to it. It's always a fun time. Yeah,
absolutely. Big time.
And Columbus is just going to be absolutely hopping the NCAA games down there nationwide.
Absolutely.
And it's just, if you're a basketball junkie,
good week.
Strap them on.
I'm hoping you already have your rooms reserved, Bob.
Here. Yeah, we're staying at the Drury there.
Good few weeks coming up.
It is. I love it. Yep. I love it. What else you got, Tobe?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, looking forward to baseball season.
$5, I score better than you do in the bracketology. Would you like a piece of that or not?
Yeah, that's fine.
You want in, Fee? Yep, you want in on this?
Yeah,
I'm in. Us three?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
I think I came in about third last.
I'm always last. Brewer's a dog. He's struggling.
Brewer was bad.
Yeah, Brewer struggles. Neil, you getting in this year?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you, Neil. Way to support your program, Neil.
Well, Bob, I'm not, you don't have to pay anything to get in.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not really supporting or not supporting anything.
Oh, yeah, you are.
By doing what?
I know.
By making a fool of myself.
So I see how big our group can get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we want
I think we got 30-some in
right now. Putting me in, I'm picking them in alphabetical order.
Are you really?
No.
Didn't, on the cheers that time, didn't she pick up by the birds?
Yeah.
Whoever
yeah.
when it was stronger?
Yeah.
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 Yep. Cardinal always loses to a bear or something.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that makes as Diane, much sense as anything else.
Yeah, you know what? It
should be just, way ahead, yeah. way ahead of me. I'll bet you that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks for stopping up.
Yeah, no problem. Love
You're
it.
Awesome, bud.
Love yep. it. Yep. I'm ready to go.
Baseball season's here.
Baseball, basketball, football baseball. Draft's coming up. I mean, it's
draft's coming
five
up.
Baseball games next week.
We're looking for a girls' basketball coach.
Here we are.
You in?
Nope.
You're out?
I'm out.
Xerox.
I am out.
How about that. You, Bob? You in?
I'm out.
Okay.
Fee? Out.
Fee, you could do it.
Nope.
Nope.
I wouldn't last 2 weeks.
You'd be out?
Throw me out.
I wouldn't last either. I couldn't do it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Be done.
We want to thank everybody, Jerry Cow for coming up, yep. Toby Metzger for coming up. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Don't forget, get online, ESPN, fill out your bracket.
Get your bracket filled out.
We got a lot of great yep. prizes.
Give them the passwords again, all that stuff.
Passwords are?
The group name is FRR19. It's all capitalized. And the password is FR Indians, all lowercase.
Lowercase. Pretty easy to remember.
Don't very take
easy.
You very long to set that up.
Nope.
He's always the man.
Yep, thank you.
He thanks for doing that every year.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, too.
No problem.
Well, Neil don't play.
Yeah.
Nope, he won't get in.
Well, what am I going to do?
He's just banning it.
You banning can it. Get in. Just if you get a prize, you give it to yourself. Pat McAfee's in his own bracket.
Yeah, does he live?
You know?
Today's the first day of spring.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's really the last day of winter.
It's last full moon tonight or something.
Lunar know.
Moon.
Super moon.
Full moon on the 20th. Full moon.
That's today.
Ain't going to see her. Raining out.
That's what they yep. said. Ain't going to see
her. Damn it. Indian scrimmage tomorrow. Brian,
come on down.
Doesn't yeah, it's supposed to quit raining tonight.
1:30 a.m. it says, but.
We got her covered.
I don't know how much. I don't know.
Be tough.
Got her covered, but that
we'll see. Covered. It is what it is.
Bad, wet.
Yeah,
wet. We ain't been out there one. We ain't had one practice out there. Not one.
Really?
I saw Coldwater yesterday. They were out on their field, but I don't know if they were on the infield. They were just getting ready to start.
They had an inner squad, I think, on Monday.
I got my hair cut today.
Did you? Looks good.
Thanks.
You look pretty.
I got it set up for tomorrow.
Yeah, he said you got one coming in tomorrow.
Big.
Yeah. Who cut your hair?
Luke.
You don't like Fort Cover?
I do, but he's best man. I give him hell every time being over in
Center,
that town.
Luke's on the town council. I don't know. I get more Fort Cover than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luke is on the town council.
It is. It's yeah. big.
That is huge.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
How about the school board? You got to be on the school board.
Then I can't coach.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why?
I think that's a rule.
I don't know if it's a rule, but it's a guideline. I don't know if it's written.
When Jose got on, he was a junior high coach, and that's when he stopped because of that.
This makes sense.
Yes.
I ain't complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See you, boys. All thanks right. for listening.
See you next one Wednesday.
Later.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.